T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tell us what you guys are up to.
Well, obviously, we feel like texting and driving is a major problem. I'm noticing just when I'm driving around, people are driving through intersections with their head down. Everyone's looking at their phone. I was on the freeway the other day, and I noticed a woman probably for 30 solid seconds never looked out of her lap with her head down driving on the freeway. And it's actually scary out here on the roads right now. And we decided to partner up with a couple of other agencies in Macomb County and start a program called Operation Ghost Rider. And what we do basically is we send police officers out in street clothes and in regular plain vehicles that we were never able to identify, like a pickup truck, and ride around and look for people texting and driving. And they're followed by police cars, stay in the area, and then they'll radio in and say, so-and-so, black Ford Taurus, you know, white female driving is texting and driving. And then our officers will come up, pull that person over, write him a ticket, and then the ghost rider will keep on going and continue looking, because he's out there with a swarm of police cars to follow him around. So we just get ticket after ticket after ticket. And I want to make sure I'm clear on the record here, especially for my residents. I've looked on Facebook, some of the comments, they say this is a money grab. We don't care about the money. I mean, out here, thank God, we have a ton of money and we have no problems with our budget. This is far from a money grab. And I've never even actually asked my officers to write any tickets at all. I'm not a ticket guy. We're about enforcement and making sure that our community is educated and our streets are safe. So that's what this is about. And the texting and driving is just beyond ridiculous. So,
when did it start?
Operation Ghost Rider started last week, but we also did it last year. And when we did it last year, the story was actually picked up by the Wall Street Journal. It did a nice story about it. So we put it into place last year.
Is it the plainclothes people, are they officers, or are they just members of the public, or what?
Nope, they're police officers that work for us. And we send them out, like I said, with like a wolf pack of police cars to follow them around, and they'll just get out on the roads and just start driving up next to people looking in the car, see if they're texting and driving.
How many tickets have you written so far?
Hang on a second, I'll get you the exact number. Well, just in the one day, we ran the detail for 3 hours last week, and we wrote 46 tickets in 3 hours.
Wow. How much are the tickets, by the way?
I'm not even sure. Like I said, we're not doing this for money. I know they're over $100 because almost everything is nowadays. So if I had to guess, $120, $130.
All right. And, you know, I saw a recent study that said that older people, not the millennials, are more likely to text and drive. Is that what you're seeing, or is it just all ages?
It's all over the map. I actually scanned some of the tickets, and it's all from all walks of life, let's put it like that. So there are some older people doing it, but it's everybody. Like I said, if you pay attention on your, you know, when you're riding around, just look around, it's just scary. I mean, people have now become accustomed to doing this, and it's causing major problems on our roads, and, you know, we're trying to do something proactive about it.
What if it's GPS?
Oh, on their phone? Well, you know, you're not supposed to, you know, you're not supposed to be having stuff in your hands while you're driving.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, that's a defense that some people could say. You know, I was looking at my GPS, but looking down, staring down at your lap, that's probably not the best way to do that, you know.
Right. All right. So how long is it going to last?
We're going to be running the detail, you know, through the end of the month. And after that point, you know, we'll consider if we're, you know, right now, the reason we put it out on our social media, we have a very large social media presence. I think right now, last time I checked, we have over 23,000 followers on our social media, one of the largest social media presence in Southeast Michigan for a police department. We warn everybody in advance. Like I said, we're not trying to trick anybody and get some aha moment, we caught you or whatever. We don't want people doing it. You know, it's against the law, and it's extremely dangerous for everybody out there, especially the ones doing it. So, this is something we're going to do periodically. Right now, it was a program we put in place for the month of April, and there's no promises of when we're going to do it or not going to do it. We are going to do it again, just not sure when.
Any main roads you want to tell us about?
Well, M-59 is one of the main roads that we do, just so you know.
Right. Figures, because it's so busy.
Yeah, exactly. We also have a lot of problems up at 23 and Chaner, 23 and M53. So anywhere along 23 and Van Dyke, 23 Mile Road has over 30,000 cars a day traverse the area just through our township alone. So that's a hunting grounds. And you can go out there right now and find people out there, you know, probably on any road around here, you see people texting and driving. And we want to warn people, don't do it. Stop. You know, stop your behavior, and if they continue doing it, and we see you, we're going to write you a ticket. And you're not really safe, because just because there's a police car not around you doesn't mean it's not one of our ghost riders.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.